I'm calling State Affairs Committee to order. We don't have a quorum yet, but that doesn't prevent us from go ahead and starting our hearing on the legislation. The rest of the members are either attending another committee meeting or will be on their way shortly. But let the record show that Representative McLean, Representative Finkelstein, and Representative Boucher are here, and we are going to go ahead and take testimony on Senate Bill 342. And Pete Karen from Senator Duncan's office is here.
Pete Karen, Senator Duncan's office. I'll be very, very brief and be available for questions if need be. Senate Bill 342 amends Alaska Statute 2505-265C. It allows employees of the Department of Military Veterans Affairs who are not required to be members of the Alaska National Guard or Alaska Naval Militia as a condition of employment to receive a reenlistment bonus. As pointed out in the Department's position paper, legislation approved in 1987 discriminates against Department employees who are not required to be members of these organizations as a condition of employment. It states that a National Guard member who's an accounting technician or mail clerk carrier in any other state agency would be eligible to receive this reenlistment bonus, but not if they work for the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. There are currently no employees in the department facing this problem now, but certainly there's that potential for the future. As stated in the department's position paper, this is in the department's interest because it enables National Guard members to compete equally for state positions in the department instead of putting them at that disadvantage. A department employee not required to join the National Guard or Naval Militia as a condition of employment, according to Senator Duncan, should be afforded the opportunity of a bonus upon reenlistment, the same opportunity afforded all other state employees. Senator Duncan feels it's an opportunity for the legislature to correct an inequity, and he encourages your favorable consideration of this measure.
Thank you, Pete. Is there anybody online to testify on this legislation?
I think Jeff Morrison from the department is here. Do you need him to comment on it?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Jeff Morrison from the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. Pete admirably summarized our position paper, so I'll be available to answer any questions. The department does appreciate your consideration of this bill.
Thank you, sir. Is there anybody online who wishes to testify?
We're not to SB 455 yet.
No, but we're going to move right on to it. What we're going to, Pete, go ahead, because as soon as I get another vote here, I'm moving it out of committee for you. Tell Senator Duncan, good legislation. All right, the next item we have before us is Senate Bill number 455, an act prohibiting advertising to promote the use or sale of alcoholic beverage on the satellite television project and providing for an effective date. This has been introduced by Senator Binkley.
We are on call conference today.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Janice Adair, and I work for Senator Binkley. Senator Binkley did want to be here this morning, but he has been delayed. I will say that the amendment, the CS that you have from the House Hess Committee, were amendments presented to the committee by Senator Binkley. It more clearly directs the Department of Administration to negotiate some kind of an agreement with the networks. And if they are successful in reaching an agreement with at least one network by January of 1992 that would allow the state to edit out the alcohol advertising, then the ban would take effect. If they were not successful, then the whole idea goes away. But the idea, we thought, is in that process we can learn if we can do it, and if we can't do it, why not? There is precedent for such editing, we understand, that the broadcasters allow local affiliates to edit out Kmart ads because there are no Kmart stores in Alaska. So they can edit those out and replace them with local commercials. We feel that if, Senator Binkley feels that if we can do it for Kmart, we should be able to do it for alcohol advertising as well.
Fine. One of the things that and I know Senator Binkley is sensitive to this, Has the RATNET Council been included in the loop in the discussion on this?
Just recently, we I know Senator Binkley has talked to a member from CASA View mm-hmm. on this, and a member from Bethel has come out in support of it. We have minutes from RATNET Council meetings where the issue has been brought up before them any number of times. And Senator Binkley believes that if they felt that there had been a way to do it, they would have done it. But it's a sticky issue, really finding out how you can do it.
All right. Mm-hmm. We have people online that wish to testify on this. Why don't we go to Kotzebue? Linda, would you come in, please, and give us your thoughts on Senate Bill 455?
Good morning, Red Boucher.
Morning.
Yeah, I've taken a look at this House bill, and I was told that it was softened, you know, in the legislature, but I still feel, as you asked a few minutes ago, if it was brought to the RATNET Council, it has been brought to my attention, you know, through the Legislative Information Office here. I've received copies of it, but the full council has not discussed this House bill in a meeting. We have still not had a meeting on this. So one of the things that I wanted to point out also in this House bill under Section 1, Item Number 5, it states, in order to combat the damaging effects of alcohol, many communities in the state have implemented Alaska's local option laws under which the communities elect to control the sale or possession of alcohol with their boundaries. Yet these same communities find themselves, and it's exaggerated, bombarded over the state satellite television project with advertisements for alcohol beverages that associate an attractive and healthy image with the consumption of alcohol. Under that section, I feel that the word bombarded is exaggerated. If you're turning the satellite station on right now, and even sometime during the day or into the evening hours, you will not find the alcohol beverage commercials on the air. The only time that they're on is when, you know, special sports programming is on the air, like the basketball games or the football games. So whoever, you know, put this bill together, you know, I think is exaggerating.
Thank you very much, Linda. We can go ahead and listen to the other people and then come back and maybe have any comments individually. Russell, do you want to come in? You're in Dillingham, right?
Yes, thank you, Red.
How's the weather?
Good.
What kind of fishing season are you going to have this year?
Just great today.
That's wonderful. That's good to hear from you. Okay, you've been very much involved in the in RATNET for years, and I know this subject of alcohol in rural Alaska is probably of equal concern. Why don't you give us your thoughts on SB 455?
Yes, Red, I'm really concerned with that bill. I come from a family where, you know, we have alcoholics in our family too, and a lot of us don't choose not to drink, and we, you know, we try to, and we don't really like the alcohol ads too. And in fact, my brother's heads up the Al-Anon people here in Dillingham. And we were, when we discussed this at length, and our real problem with this bill is the networks. know, to everyone. It's on quite often, and it tells says that, you know, we don't condone the use of alcohol or any ads or anything.
I think one of the things, Russell, one of the thrusts, and Linda touched on this earlier, is they just want to see if it's possible to do this. In other words, there's nothing would change. Obviously, it would be time-consuming for RatNet and the board to do it. But I guess really the thrust now, as I see it, is to request, see if it is possible to, whether they be live or otherwise, to get advertisements for alcohol off. But if it's not possible and it would jeopardize the programming out there, well then forget it. They wouldn't go ahead with that. So I guess this is a bill that would say, can we take a look at this? Is advertisements for alcohol in the best interest of rural Alaska? So really, unless somebody really enjoys those alcohol ads on here, all that's going to happen, as I understand it, and Linda can probably testify on that, is for them to approach the networks and see if this is possible. If it isn't, well then forget it, because they certainly don't want to jeopardize the programs, be they live or taped. Yeah, and I talked to John, and you know his, he's one of our strongest boosters in RatNet. Like last year, the funding to continue to support it. So I'm sure that'd be the last thing he wants to do, but I guess he'd like to see, can we get these ads for booze off there and still have the same type of entertainment that we have out there. So this just more or less allows them to take a look at it. Harold, why don't you come in from Haines? And I also want to know how the fishing looks out there, because I'm going to be headed there in about 2 weeks. See if I can catch my king.
Good morning there, Representative Belcher. Well, so far I haven't heard of anyone catching any kings up here, but when you come up, well, I'll probably have my nose in the water by that time, and I can give you an on-hand report.
I'm counting on it.
Programs have a lot of loyal viewers out there. And then
Thank you. I think it's certainly a suggestion. Linda, what's your reaction to that?
Yes.
I'm
that's
sorry.
All right. I think that would be a fine amendment, Mr. Chairman. Strike the council. It was the intent to have the Department of Administration be involved. We simply wanted the RATNET Council to be included in that as well, at least informational purposes.
Okay. I guess what they want to make sure is that you were in the loop on it, and the feeling that they weren't trying to override or ignore the council, basically, right?
Correct.
But you may just have a good point there. Let's go ahead and finish testimony. Let's see, is there anybody? Anchorage. I don't have a name online in Anchorage.
Yeah, good morning, Representative.
Yeah, hi, John. How are you?
The Division of Information Services in Anchorage.
All right, go right ahead, John.
Yes, Representative Boucher, I was going to address primarily the fiscal impact of the legislation on us as a department or division. And I guess when I read the bill, I interpreted it to include the RATNET people in the negotiations, and we thought that perhaps it would be a good idea to include them at least in the early stages of the negotiations and perhaps all the way through, but I will bow to their feelings on that matter. In our fiscal note, which you may or may not have gotten, due to some problems we had down there and getting it over to you this morning, we had a note of about $8,370 to cover travel associated with negotiations as one part of it. The travel we felt might be necessary in order to actually go see these network folks in New York City included enough travel to take broadcasters, state personnel, and RATNET council members if they chose to participate. And we figured about seven people to comprise a negotiating team. Those negotiations would take place in two phases. One would be to probably get together in Anchorage and do a lot of it by teleconference with the broadcasters to try to lay the groundwork, stressing the fact that we don't want to jeopardize our present position. I consulted with Al Bramstead, Jr. of KTU on the subject. He was the only broadcaster I could get a hold of on short notice. And he seemed to concur with the, at least the general concept of what we put together. The other fiscal impact would be if we were successful in those negotiations, and indeed there is more than one school of thought on the subject of how we remove the alcohol ads, by far this is the largest fiscal impact, being on the order of $255,000 for equipment and personnel to remove the ads. And indeed, on previous occasions, Senator Binkley has pointed out maybe more than one way to do that. I would perhaps agree with that, but at the present time, I've only found one sure way of doing it, and that would be for us to actually have the equipment and personnel to remove those. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to testify. I'd be happy to answer any questions from committee members.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to respond to one part of the fiscal note, because it is something that we've discussed in the past, and that is how to go about actually doing the editing should it come to pass. It was Senator Binkley's idea that the local affiliates actually do the editing, and then in the place of those alcohol ads, go out and sell advertising in the local market to businesses who might want to advertise over the state's network, advertise their services, their product to people who live out in rural Alaska and receive the RATNET broadcast. So it was not his intent to have RATNET itself do the editing.
John, you want to respond to that?
Well, I think in a sense I did, Representative Boucher. I believe there's more than one school of thought on the subject as to whether the broadcasters could or would do that. Whether it's technically feasible or not, the broadcasters would be the best judge of, and also whether or not they would be willing to take the responsibility of doing it would be, again, a question best addressed to them. Thank you.
Representative Boucher.
Yes.
Again, after listening to this discussion about RATNET's participation in the planning and negotiation, I would withdraw my objection to that entry. I felt that we were going to be expected to do the negotiation, not act as the participant. And so I withdraw my objection to that entry.
with...
That was page 2, line 6, subparagraph.
You thought you were going to have to pay part of the bill.
It's RatNet Council with the Department of Administration.
All right, fine. You, in other words, you thought you were going to have to pay part of the bill, right, out of your budget. As long as I'm around, and I'll be here at least until that, you folks aren't going to get left out.
Thank you.
I'll be at your programming meeting. What are we going to have it in August again this year?
Well, I haven't heard anything about when a program meeting can be held. Somebody else probably knows more about that than I. Maybe John does.
Well, maybe that can be one of the subjects on the agenda, because some progress will have been made by that time. Representative McLean?
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I have a question to John in Anchorage. John, have you done any preliminary studies on what the financial impact would be if the advertisements were taken off? And also, if you were to do the editing process, would there be an increase in the staff?
Yes, we have done some studies to determine what we think the impact would be. We have to frame this in the context that in Senator Binkley's contention that the broadcasters could and would remove these ads. We're taking the position that we don't know whether that's true or not. And if we had to remove them, we believe that the fiscal impact is $55,440. That would be five positions and $60,000 worth of equipment. I apologize again for you not having that fiscal note in front of you, which would reflect these impacts. That's an impact further down the road, by the way. Negotiations would need to be successful in order for that impact to be true. If the negotiations failed, of course, the impact on the operation would be true, except for the cost of negotiating. Did that answer your question?
Yes, it did. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, I think one of the focuses that we can, so we can get back in the focus of this, the first thing is to see if it can even be done. So we need only concern ourselves about that. And then I think, John, your department is going to have principal responsibility, and I know you work very closely with the RatNet board. So if you are going to be charged with this negotiation, I suggest that you, which I know you will, keep them involved in the loop as to what's happening. Then if there is a possibility to do that, then we come back next year and the Department of Administration approaches the legislature regarding what the cost would be to get it done and put it in your budget. Okay, is there anybody else that wishes to testify on this legislation? Eileen, you had a concern there on line 23. Do you want to carry that out? You might express your concern on line 23, page 1.
Okay. Thank you. Janice, would Senator Binkley mind if we were to change the term Alaska Natives to Alaskans?
No.
On line 23, page 4, we'll make a technical amendment that change Alaska Natives to Alaskans. Are there any other? Is that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, well, if we can get Representative Menard back down here, we'll move both of these pieces of legislation on to the next committee of referral with the comments and the technical amendment.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you very much. In fact, I felt so good about it, I wore the exact same uniform that I wore yesterday, so if I'm a little gamey, I could have changed uniforms.
Is that for reconsideration today?
Alice did, but she voted for it. Okay, we've got two pieces of legislation before us. Representative McLean?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll move Senate Bill 342 out of committee with individual recommendations.
Any objection? So moved. We got one more, Senate Bill 455. Representative Menard?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I make the motion that we move the Senate Bill 455 out of committee with individual recommendation.
Any objection? So moved. While the three of you are here, I just want to thank you for, I know how busy you've been, meeting, but it's a pleasure to have some real pros on you.
Glad to be here, Mr. Chairman.